Speaking of the 70s and 80s, did you see the band that's coming back?
No, which one?
Yeah, they cut.
They were offered $1 billion.
Seriously, billion?
No. Listen to me. Oh. They were offered $1 billion 25 years ago to come back.
A billion?
Yes.
By who?
In 1995, there was a concert promoter that offered ABBA, or ABBA, depending on how you look at it, $1 billion to do a one-year concert schedule with 200 dates,
no?
And they said no.
What did they do?
They said, we'll never get back together again. We're done. We're finished. We're done. ABBA's back.
They blew it.
Well, what they did is the four remaining members who are all together and they're now in their 70s, Bjorn, Agnetha, Anna Freed, and Benny.
I knew you were going to have fun with that.
Got together, the Swedish pop foursome. And by the way, they have sold more records than the Beatles have.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
That is really surprising.
No, I don't think so. They were like,
they didn't have nearly as many hits.
Well,
they,
Mamma Mia movie helped.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think they regret?
They've sold over 400 million albums across the world, which is it's crazy.
Yeah.
But they, after 40 years, a couple of them got together and said, let's write a song, and they wrote a song, which they just released.
Okay. Is it a new album or just a new song?
Well, they wrote two songs.
Okay.
And they're like, let's just keep writing. And next thing you know, they had a 10-song album. And they're releasing it coming up in November. I Still Have Faith in You is the new single.
Oh, it's going to be great.
And it's called ABBA Voyage. It comes out November 5th.
It's going to be...
And then they're going to go on the road, but it's going to be a virtual concert. I'm like...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, welcome to the Disney. Yeah.
During a live stream, the crew stated that they just recorded two songs. They decided to just keep going and make a whole new record. They ended up writing 10 tunes. We're now premiering two on live stream. It's about realizing that it's inconceivable to be where we are. No imagination could dream that up. To release an album after 40 years and still be the best of friends and still enjoying each other's company and have total loyalty is amazing.
Okay, well, if that's true.
So then they're opening up a brand new custom-made arena in London, which will play six nights per week and
when
feature November and feature digital versions of the pop band where they're using some animated features to make them look a little younger than they actually are.
Okay, you lost me. So in London, it's going to be a virtual. It's still virtual. They're going to be like holograms.
Yes.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go?
Yeah, and they did that. They did that with the reveal too. It wasn't them today. They did some animation thing where they looked a little younger than they actually are. It's kind of weird. But it'd be interesting.
Would you pay to go to a virtual
concert?
Hell
no.
Of anybody?
No, I didn't see Mamma Mia either.
No, I saw Mamma Mia. I got two daughters.
Well, see, that's the effeminate side of you.
No, listen.
Yeah, it is. Guys, don't go watch Mamma Mia, Josh.
Tony, stop.
I was busy changing oil in my car and driving my wife all over town.
Stop.
We went shopping at Kohl's. I didn't go in.
Stop. Your girl is 9. This is a time in your life where that's not going to happen. Did I go see Mamma Mia because, well, first of all, I didn't go
see. You're the only guy watching right now and listening to KCast Radio out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Yeah.
Yeah. How much?
I'll bet you anything you want.
Men who have wives.
If they want the same guys that go to baby showers.
Are you so, you know what? I'm so glad that we taped this. Because here's what's going
to
happen.
Same guys that are made to go to baby showers.
Daughter. You just wait. Mm-hmm. Just wait. Didn't you go to, what did you went to? Peppa Poopy, Peppa Papa, what is
Peppa
it?
Pig is one of the finest cartoons.
Oh, okay.
That anything, and it's just funny. Wait. There's would farts.
Would you have taken your little one to Hannah Montana concert?
Absolutely not.
If she would have begged you to go.
She asked me to. She asked me to take her to a J.J. Sewell concert.
And what did you say? No?
No.
No, because you didn't want to go, or no, because you didn't think it was appropriate for her?
No, because I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I was busy that
just
night.
Just wait.
I was
You're
busy.
So full.
I was
I'm
busy,
so wa-
I was busy watching college football.
Are taping this because yeah. I can't wait till your ass is going to all these things.
I've gone to father-daughter dance.
What?
I've gone to father-daughter dances,
no,
but that's a little different.
Fine.
And I'll dance to ABBA at a father-daughter dance. I will do that. And I will dance to Mamma Mia or Mia. I'll wear my Lululemon pants, but I will. But no, when I go to a concert.
You're so full of it. That's Tony Coker.
No, there's a reason why I'm not outside the Sound of Music, which I would consider effeminate, but
what?
it's culturally acceptable because it's been a holiday classic for years. If the Sound of Music came out today, I would say I would not go to it, but I watch it and I love it. It's because Julie Andrews is hot and she's a nun in it. But I would go see it, obviously, with a kid.
Yeah.
But did you go see it with a kid or did you go see it because you wanted to go see it?
Jules took her.
Jules took
Mama Mia or Hannah Montana?
Either one.
So Jules took my daughter.
Did you go see Mama Mia by yourself?
No.
Did you go see it with a couple guys?
No.
Who'd you go see it with?
I saw it with my wife and daughter.
Okay.
But you know what?
How old was your daughter at the time? Be honest.
No, I don't. Older. She's older, not little.
Yeah. So you didn't take your little girl.
First of all, I didn't go see it. We rented it.
Yeah.
And here's what I did.
Oh my God, you rented it?
They rented it. So here's what we did.
And you ended up watching it?
Yes. That's exactly what happened. I'm not watching that. I don't know. It was a good movie. But listen, me and Dunaway, we love a rom-com.
Yeah.
A rom-com.
Well, and Jim Dunaway is very effeminate in a lot of different ways.
If we're loving a rom-com, I love a good rom-com. I do.
See, that's effeminate. To call it a rom-com.
Well, okay, so fine. I like
romance. Hey, I was at Publix and I got a BOGO with my Rona. I'm like, we don't have to have little taglines and little words and little letters for everything.
I didn't even know what a BOGO was. My wife had to tell me what it was. I like
a rom-com.
Listen.
It's a romantic, just say it's a comedy.
I liked Mamma Mia. Well, I didn't even want to watch it. But you know what pulled me in, to be honest with you? There's two things that pulled me into that movie.
Tell me how you thought about seeing Mamma Mia.
I'm going to tell you. So there's a couple things. Yeah. I hate musicals.
You really?
Listen.
Because you saw Hamilton, and you love that.
No, Hamilton was different.
Okay, well, that's a musical.
I was going to tell you. My dad was an incredible musician.
Yeah.
Listened to the whole range, from classical music all the way through to rock and everything in between, played multiple instruments. And he liked Gilbert and Sullivan and musicals and those kinds of things. But the whole range, we listened to everything from country. Anyway, as a cultural thing, my dad, my grandparents, they would take me to, Oklahoma and Pirates of Penzance and I would get grounded every single time we went. Nutcracker, I got grounded in Nutcracker. I got grounded at Pirates of Penzance. I got grounded at, by the time Les Miserables, I was already old enough and I left because I could not stand it. You know why? And I still feel this way about musicals. This is why I think Hamilton was different for me. It's stupid. Like there's a plot and then you break into song.
I know.
And it's just so cartoonish. Frozen. Yeah.
Frozen the same way.
No, West Side Story.
And I'm okay with musicals as long as there's not too much musical.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll be getting into plot line. I'll go, this is really good. And all of a sudden I'll go, and I love you. And I'm like, don't ruin with a 3.5 minute song. Tell her how you really feel.
That's why Hamilton was better. The reason I liked Mamma Mia, to be honest with you, as I was starting to watch it, there was more talking, right? There was more plot line. That was number one. Number two, I'm going to say it. I actually didn't know, to be honest with you, going in. I didn't know anything about the movie. It's Meryl Streep, right?
I didn't see it.
It's Meryl Streep and Don Johnson's daughter.
Okay.
Anyway, I went into it. It was in the living room. I'm walking back and forth.
Yep.
I ain't watching this shit. I'm walking back and forth. I'm taking out the trash, changing the oil in my car. And I heard an ABBA song. I was like, what the hell is that? And I thought, they changed the channel. Oh, I like that song.
Yeah.
And then, I'm like watching and the plot was pretty good. And then the music and what drew me in, to be honest, it was in Greece or wherever it was. It was beautiful. It was the ABBA. Like ABBA?
I like some of the songs. Dancing Queen, I think it's a great song.
Yep.
I mean, whenever I hear it, I'll listen to it.
I forgot what's all the,
Take a Chance on Me. Yeah, I mean, we grew up listening to it. It wasn't as big over here in the States as obviously it was over in Sweden, but they were huge here.
I still can't believe $1 billion they turned down.
Well, I can't imagine what that was 25 years ago.
But that's what I'm saying. How much did you get?
It doesn't say how much they're going to be getting now. But again, they're cashing in. They never had to work because of all the royalties and the residuals they get, but they're all like 75, 76.
Have you ever seen Mamma Mia? Second one's coming out.
No.
Or out.
No, and I really have no... If my daughter said, listen, I really want to go see this, she wanted to go see Baby Boss or something. I said, sure.
Baby Boss is different. That's funny.
But if she really wants to, but I went and saw Frozen. I watched Frozen.
See, like, do you like that song, Let It Go?
And I thought it was a great movie.
You like the song, Let It Go?
I do, because you hate it.
I hate that song.
I know you do.
My family loves it.